A gorgeous new poetry book is hitting our shelves, and this one is for a younger audience, written by some of Australia's amazing poets and writers. It's called Right Way Down, and it features short and long poems about swimming, dogs, shoelaces, and even about the mischief children can get up to when not being watched. Rebecca M. Newman is one of the editors and curators of the book and joins us this morning to discuss. Thanks for joining me on The Record.
Thanks for having me, Fiona.
So the book is called Right Way Down. I'm very curious, where did the name come from?
So the title of the book is also a title of one of the poems by my co-editor, Sally Murphy. And we picked that poem. It's a visual poem as well as a textual poem. So when you flick through the pages in the book, you'll see that that poem's actually printed in the book upside down. I just thought it was a really fun way in for young readers, and Bryony Stewart, the illustrator, had a lot of fun with it on the cover as well. So you can see that if you flip the cover, whichever way around you flip it, there's a young person upside down in the illustration.
It definitely sounds like a lot of fun, and feels like it kind of encapsulates the book with all the different kinds of stories. You never know what way is up reading through some of these. Can you tell us more about what the book is about?
Yeah, so Sally Murphy and I have been talking for a few years about the importance of Australian children being able to read poetry by living Australian poets, so that the voices and activities and expressions and settings that kids are familiar with are in their own poetry books. There aren't there are a lot of poetry books published, but a lot of them include classic poems or a mix of poems from the UK and America as well. And we just really wanted to put together an anthology of poets that could potentially visit schools, so kids could actually meet poets who are currently writing and see the possibility for themselves of perhaps writing their own poetry and growing up to be poets themselves.
Yeah, I love how it's almost like a one-stop shop for writers and poets in WA and across Australia as well. What was it like approaching all of these amazing people to be part of it?
It was very exciting. So I initially had planned to publish the anthology myself. So Sally and I had talked about it for a while. There aren't many publishers in Australia that are prepared to take on children's poetry. It's it has been a harder sell in the past. I think that that's turning now. So I was very lucky to get funding from a grant, and we did a call out so that, and we decided that for this particular anthology we would focus on Western Australian poets. We don't often get a chance to submit poetry when there are anthologies published over East. So we put a public call out, and we did also approach a few writers that we knew were writing children's poetry already. There's a small community of us in WA. The result was a really amazing mix of different voices and topics and settings, and we're really excited about the mix, actually. A bit like a mixed lolly bag. You have something for all different readers' tastes.
So because it is such a mix, how did you go about editing the pieces you received so the book still kind of flowed a little bit and you weren't going from one topic that's very juxtaposed to another? How did you make it all come together?
So it was an open topic call out. We didn't restrict anybody to topics. So it was quite a broad spread of poem types and topics that we got in. And what we did was group them as we selected poems, we would group them within the book. So you'll find if you're flicking through the book that there are different sections, some on animals called creature features, some on setting, some on family and friendship and generally living an Australian life. So you'll have beaches and swimming and sick days from school and that kind of thing in those sections. So within the book we've kind of grouped different subject areas together, and then the overall effect is kind of a mix of things that are familiar from Australian growing up, I guess, your childhood, all in one book.
I love how even though it was an open call out and there weren't any restrictions on the topic, you were still able to pull those main ideas and be able to see themes between a lot of the different poems.
Yeah, it's interesting how common themes arise as they were coming in. And I think because we had explained that it was going to be... we wanted an Australian flavour without it being stereotypical, just to be able to reflect things that are familiar to Australian children growing up at the moment. There are common themes that you would expect to arise, I suppose. So, yeah, we were expecting to receive poems about the beach and that kind of thing. So that was good. We're also really pleased to have a poem about Fremantle Harbour and one about Bibra Lake. So things that are familiar to WA children, they can see reflected in their own book, their own, and poetry. You might not, you know, often would see mentions of the Harbour Bridge, for example, the Sydney Harbour Bridge, but you might not often get to see something in a book about Fremantle Harbour, or certainly not Bibra Lake. That's pretty rare.
You're listening to On the Record. We're joined by Rebecca M. Newman, and we're chatting about a lovely new poetry book called Right Way Down. And now you included some of your own poems into the book. You wrote one about shoelaces, another about cricket. Where did those ideas come from for you?
So Sally and I are both multi-published poets already, so we do have a lot of poems in our bottom drawer. And we basically, for my part in the poems, I was looking at the spread of poetry that we already had in the book and was filling a few gaps with the poems that I had. I did write cricket specifically for this book, and cricket is a really short poem. It's a form of poetry called a Fibonacci poem, or sometimes called a fib for short. And there were a few poems in the book showcasing different forms of poetry. So people are probably already familiar with haiku and limerick and that kind of thing. Fibonacci poem is another form of poetry that plays around with the syllable count in a poem. And I wanted to put a poem in that kids could have a shot at writing themselves. It's very small, so it's not too overwhelming. A bit like there are a lot of children... come across haiku writing as part of the school curriculum, but they might have come across a Fibonacci poem before. So it's kind of like a template where you can drop your words in to, if you know what the syllable count is, and at the end of it you can have a neat little poem. So I wrote specifically for the book.
I'm always quite curious, but for you, how do you decide how long a poem should be, or if it should rhyme or not?
Oh, that's a really good question. I write a mix of rhyming and unrhymed poetry. Generally, a line of a poem will come to me first, and that will kind of dictate whether it's going to be a rhyming poem or not, if it has a bit of a bounce to it. So my poem, Shoelaces, in the book is a rhymed poem, and it naturally already has a bit of a bounce to it when you're reading it, and so it naturally fell into a kind of a rhyming scheme. Particularly if it's a fun topic or a nonsense poem or that sort of thing, it sort of leans towards being a rhymed poem in my experience, whereas more serious topics usually would be not rhymed, unrhymed, or free verse. And in terms of length, I think it's just practice. So the more poetry that you write, the more that you recognise when you've kind of reached the end. I write very short poetry anyway as my preferred default style. So I tend to have really short snapshot sort of poems. But there are a couple of poems in the book that are quite long. Christy Byrne, for example, has written a narrative rhyming poem about Nobel Prize winner. And that is in the style of Roald Dahl, revolting rhymes kind of style of poem.
That.
So, yeah, very entertaining, but it does tell the story of this Nobel laureate's life. So that sort of dictates the length of the poem. She has to get to the end of telling his life story before the poem is over. So in my case, it's more of a snapshot of a moment, and in that sort of case, it's led by getting as much of the information in that she needed to about the length of his life. So, yeah, the poem topic kind of, I guess, dictates the length of it a little bit, but it does vary from poem to poem.
I love yeah. that with poetry. There's so many different kinds of forms and so many different things that you can do. You're never really shoehorned into one way. You can do what you do and see how the poem reveals itself when it comes to its structure.
Yeah, and I think that that's something that people sometimes forget. They don't look at poetry as a form of wordplay, but you can have a lot of fun. It doesn't have to be a serious highbrow thing. It can be. But you can also just approach it as a way of messing around with words and being a bit creative and having some fun. So, yeah, and we're hoping there's quite a few poems in the book that are having fun with wordplay. So, yeah, for kids that enjoy that kind of poem experience, those are in there. And then for other children or other days even, for the same children, you might like a poem to sort of carry around with you and ponder and think about deep thoughts about. And, yeah, so there's a sprinkling of all different kinds of poems throughout the book.
We've been talking this morning about Right Way Down. It's a new poetry book aimed at a younger audience. Before we let you go, what are the benefits of having kids read and interact with poems at such an early age?
I think exploring language helps with their own speech and their own reading. So reading for leisure is something that's really important to Sally and I, and I think poetry is a really easy way in. It's small, it's not overwhelming. You can take it one poem at a time, so you don't have to tackle a whole book, and it really enables kids to have some fun with words and story and poems. I'd just like to sneak in a bit of a plug for our launch. We have a book launch on the 16th of March at the State Library, and if you go to the Fremantle Press website, you'll be able to find out all the details for that if you'd like to come along.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we hope everything goes well for the book launch at the 16th of March.
Thank you very much, Fiona.
You're most welcome. That was Rebecca M. Newman, editor and contributor to the new poetry book, Right Way Down, featuring authors and poets from across Western Australia. The children's book really does have something for everyone.